This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I just don't think that we necessarily matched up on the years that it was going to take to kind of get to a dollar amount to for me to stay there. Now, I can't guarantee I would have gone there and had this offer and, you know, not come around. Just kind of one of those things, like the way it was lined up, us living here, these guys were going to be serious and have a fair offer, then this is where we're going to be.
Nah, zero chance at all. They make an offer, but it wasn't even close, bro. We get it, we understand, it's a business side. Mike is really smart about it. We're smart about it too, so.
Excited about 2022 and what's ahead of us and our chances. We're going to continue with the plan of building for this bright, long future in the American League East. And I think we're right there. I think that it's liftoff for this team.
So you heard from Corbin Burns. That was a couple days ago in Arizona. And then Anthony Santander, who spoke to the media opening series in Toronto. And then Mike Elias, one of our favorite cuts, talking about liftoff. It's in one of our, I think it's All the Young Dudes promo. So we do love that cut. And we play all this because we watch the Orioles now lose another series to Arizona. And I will preface, it's early. That's you can say it's early. But we also know that over the last 100-plus games, they've been an under 500 baseball team. And so you wonder, as the Orioles came out of their rebuild when they won 100-plus games a couple years ago, and it looked like they were the crown jewel of Major League Baseball, at least moving forward, have other teams in baseball already passed them as they got out of their rebuilds?
Well, I think it's interesting to note, we're early in the season, but the team with the number two overall pick that year, 2019, Mike Elias' first draft, we saw what that looked like. Who was the better team? Who hustled? Who pitched the ball better? Who caught the ball better? Who hit the ball better? And who frankly embarrassed the Orioles in the playoffs? So, I mean, if you want to try to tell me that the Orioles have a better roster and a better organization, they've also got a kid in Double A, who will probably be in the majors in another 6 weeks, the Castelloni kid who they drafted, who
Kansas City, yeah,
yeah, will be in the middle of their lineup soon. They've got a better farm system than the Orioles right now. They did a better job at last year's trade deadline than the Orioles did. They've actually rebuilt a bad bullpen and turned it into a strength. So, like, we've seen them, and boy, they seem to have passed them by. And you know, Arizona was at a very similar point to the Orioles. They had gutted what it used to be, and they were starting over. And Corbin Carroll, who they took 16th overall, 15 picks after Adley, well, the Orioles couldn't get him out, couldn't keep him off the base pass. Arizona's been to a World Series. Arizona took Corbin Burns from the Orioles. So, you know, I don't know if you want to make the case that they're, you know, the Orioles are better than Arizona. I mean, Arizona led the majors in runs last year, and now they've improved their pitching staff. Like, I don't think the Orioles are as good as Arizona. And these three games of baseball would tell you it's just not particularly close. You know, you had the White Sox picking third overall and Miami fourth overall, and they're still in the abyss. Riley Green, fifth overall. If you're not watching the Detroit Tigers, you should. boy, their young core, Torkelson and Carpenter and Riley Green and all that pitching, they invested in pitching. It's working out pretty well for them. Sixth overall, C.J. Abrams, Padres. Padres traded Abrams as part of the Soto deal, but Padres, pretty good ball club. I'd say certainly more talented than the Orioles right now, and they're dealing with injuries. No Jackson Merrill, et cetera. Like, you want to talk about the Rangers, eighth overall, Josh Young? Yeah, well, they've got rings. You know, Mets, 12th overall, Brett Beatty. Like, I think we know where they are. Bryson Stott, Phillies, 14th overall. I mean, we could go on and on. So, yeah, I just think, I don't care if they started 8-5 and not 5-8. The quality of baseball is low. The same problems, by and large, that dogged them the last 80 games of last year have dogged them the first 15 of this year. And again, if I'm judging these organizations holistically in this moment and what they've done over the 6 years plus that Elias has been running this thing, I would just point out the Orioles got next to nothing in real assets from the major league talent they inherited. They got next to nothing for their second tier prospects, you know, the Ortizes, the Norbys, the Stowers of it all. You got 1 year of Burns out of that. You've extended no one, and the price to extend players has gone up. And if Vladdy's worth $500 million, what's Gunnar worth? Well, it's more than it was 3 weeks ago or 3 months ago or 3 years ago. They failed to capitalize in the playoffs in three straight down years in the American League East. They've got an absolute pitching void, the likes of which looks deeper now than ever, and they've got nobody healthy under contract beyond this year, and you've got to worry about how they handle Grayson and Bradish, because we know how they handled Wells and Means and Batista, and we could go on and on about that. Their farm system is mediocre at best right now.
And they have the best guys just got hurt.
They have one international player who looks like a surefire major leaguer, Sam Bassaia. They've got one international kid who looks like he could do something double A or above this year. Unfortunately, Sam Bassaia is hurt right now. I mean,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You tell me. You tell me if you're evaluating them and you're checking boxes. They don't want to spend for quality, so they're supposed to have quantity. But who got the call when another starter went down? a bullpen arm who promptly got lit up again last year. A bullpen arm who they put on their playoff roster, even though he wasn't that good at AAA. But boy, they want to be right and they want to be smart.
Well, you can break it down as simplistic as this. When Mike Elias took over in 2019, if I would have told you at this point the Orioles still would be without a playoff win, I think everyone would say, what the heck is going on right now? And then you add the fact that this team was in a total tailspin for the second half of last year, and his response to that was not even bettering the team. This 26-man roster is objectively worse than last year. You lost Burns. You didn't go about replacing him. You lost Anthony Santander, and we were talking all offseason that, yeah, if you brought Santander back and you added Tyler O'Neill, okay, you're adding a bat there, but this roster is worse off. And then you get to the point that you were mentioning, Jason, the future uncertainty. We still have yet to see one of this young core extended when we've seen countless teams, and all of those teams that you mentioned in that top 10, extend their own.
Well, and I'll take it one step further, because we saw the Boston Red Sox, and the Orioles' number two starter, who they gave $14 million to, threw a meatball, and a fourth-round pick 2 years out of college, Christian Campbell, hit it a country mile. Where's their Christian Campbell? It's great when you're picking in the top five all the time. Where's their fourth-round pick who they like so much they've already extended him?
Well, they haven't extended anyone. So.
But I mean, like, who's the guy?
They don't have it.
Stowers in the third round? He's gone. You gave him away for a nothing left-hander who sucked at AAA last year. Like, where are those success stories? Just show them to me.
They don't have them. They don't exist. I'm not the biggest Stowers guy, but the Trevor Rogers trade seems to be the... And when we look back on it, giving up Stowers and Norby for a guy that may never pitch for them again looks like one of the worst trades that a franchise can make when they're at the precipice of doing something more and turning it into something less. That's seemingly where we are. And to Bone's point, they're a worse team on paper than they were last year, and last year's team was worse than it was the year before, even with Corbin Burns for a year, and they still have not won a playoff game. And so here we sit at 5-8.
You're 47-54 going back to June 21st. And again, the tailspin that last year happened, you pretty much turned a blind eye towards away from it, and you thought, okay, well... We're going to be better, and the young guys are going to take the next step, and we get back to the if guy, Ken. Yeah. If these things, if.
And I want to say again, and I know we're getting a little late here. Who's the leader in this clubhouse?
There isn't one.
And that's my point. Like, we've been screaming, Jason, for 2 years that once this team got past the point of, in my opinion, the rebuild's over. Like, when you get to the point when you're now a contender, you need a guy in that clubhouse who has been there before, who can tell these guys it's time to wake the bleep up, it's time to get serious, who has been through the trials and tribulations and knows what it's like to win. That guy doesn't exist.
That's why you get feast or famine offense. That's why you get one game of quality at-bats, and then you're into Merrill Kelly the first time through the order, and then everybody goes to sleep together after that. I mean, that's why you are this kind of team, where if you want to sell me on what it looks like the 2 days a week when they actually do the right thing offensively, like, yeah, they can't sustain it. They can't keep it up, and the safety net's gone because they don't have a starting staff, and I'm telling you, once the bullpen gets in real leverage situations, it will be exposed to.
We have a very large Thursday show. We get started. Guess what? It's a lot of baseball on this show. Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB insider, going to join us. We'll talk Orioles and baseball with him at 2:30. Jim Duquette, friend of the show, former Oriole exec, now with MLB Network Radio. We'll talk O's and MLB with him at 3:30. The return of IA Hall of Famer Lucy Burge at 4 o'clock. And Ryan Dempster. He's on Intentional Talk, MLB Network. We'll talk O's in baseball with him at 5:30.
I mean, it's a natural time to take stock of the Orioles from 40,000 feet and at the micro level with this day off. And we know they're not great after a day off. And then what now looks like a big series against Tony Taters in Toronto looming. We will certainly dig down more on Roquan Smith. I went to some advanced metrics to try to quantify just how much worse last season was than the year before it. It's not a pretty picture. We'll talk a little Ravens draft as well. And some Terps, you know. There's some buzz around Buzz and what he's up to.
Another day, another one every day. And four guys. following him from Texas A&M.
I think he's working fast enough for Beltway Ben now.
Yeah, Beltway Ben?
Where's your buzz meter?
Yeah, where are you?
Say 6.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow, high standards.
He's a tough nut to crack.
6.
I need a shooter.
6. That's how many players Willard played per year. 6.
That's true.
Yeah. No bench.
That's true.
Coming up next, we get back to the specific games of the Baltimore Orioles and yesterday's loss in Arizona and the series that was against the Diamondbacks. We recap next here on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.